to it, but well, with a grim expression on my face.
Well, we'll move on. Linked to this, on one of the biggest shopping days before Christmas, a group calling itself Fair Play is asking people not to buy video games. It says they're far too expensive and cost double what they should do. Sony, the makers of PlayStation, have told us the campaign is ill-informed. We'll be talking now to Stuart Campbell from Fair Play. And also Roger Bennett, he's from the European Leisure Software Publishers Association. Good grief, is on the side, of course, of the video game producers. Roger and Stuart, good morning to you.
Morning.
So, Stuart, what's your sort of gripe here? What's your campaign all about?
Well, the campaign's simply about the fact that video games are priced at a ludicrously extortionate rate that there is no economic justification for whatsoever, and that we believe it's better not only for consumers, but also for the games industry itself.
I mean, we're actually talking about something like £40 a game here, aren't we?
40 to 45 is the current average, yeah.
And what should they be?
We don't see any reason whatsoever that they should be more expensive than music or movies, say £15, £20.
Roger, is that doable?
Well, I think, first of all, I have to say that the campaign, so far as our industry is concerned, having studied it objectively throughout all the sectors, is judged as both misleading and inaccurate, and in some cases entirely disingenuous. I don't really know quite where Stuart starts with this and what his motivation behind it is, because in fact games are cheaper now than they were 6 years ago. It costs, over that 6 years, the costs have rocketed in terms of development. It can take huge sums of money, 100 people over 2 years to produce a game, and it's a very hit driven marketplace, and the result is that it is very much the successful games that pay for the development of new ideas and innovation, and indeed the development of new games. And secondly, I'm not sure quite to what extent Stuart has done his homework. He's not a publisher. He comes from the journalistic side of the industry. He hasn't actually ever been involved in publishing, so how can he possibly understand how much it costs to produce a game, or what the levels of investment are that are required?
Okay, come back on that, Stuart.
Well, firstly, I'm not just from the journalistic side of the industry. I've also been involved in game development. I worked for a game developer for over a year, produced a couple of number one games. The facts about the economics are in fact dealt with on our website. This is clearly Roger hasn't read it, because this is the first time that anyone from the industry has been prepared to debate the subject with us.
I have read it.
The cost of games development is actually fairly irrelevant. It costs the same amount to develop a game as it does roughly to develop a big album. The retail price isn't at all connected to that. If you look at the cost of developing, say, films compared to records, compared to games, compared to books, the difference in the development cost is enormous. Okay, and yet all of these things except games cost about the same price.
Well, let's just work this out, Roger Bennett. I mean, if a video game costs £40, how much does it actually cost in hard cash to actually produce that, to actually physically print and publish it?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me this question, but I already told you, producer, I work for a trade association. I'm not directly involved, and be first to admit that I'm not fully aware of exactly what the cost factors are, or indeed what the margins are that people charge through the...
Have you got that information, Stuart?
The generally accepted average cost of developing a video game is £1 to £1.5 million. They can...
But of the £40?
Oh, of the £40, yeah. I mean, the approximate breakdown is that of that, about 15-16 goes to the retailers, about 6 goes in VAT, and about, if it's a console game as opposed to a PC game, about £9 is given straight to the manufacturer of the console that the game is for, which is to say Sony or Nintendo or Microsoft.
Right, so therefore you're rather shooting yourself in the foot. You're killing your argument here, because that's why it costs £40, because everybody wants their sort of piece of the cake.
Well, no, because that's not any kind of reason for the price as such, because all of those costs are a percentage obviously, if you reduced the, price of the game, the VAT would only be half as much, the retail cut would only be half as much. There's only one absolute cost, one fixed cost in that, and that's the £9 that's taken by the hardware manufacturers as a, what they call a license fee, and that's the thing that the Fair Play campaign is explicitly trying to change.
Can I just make the point, I think the whole argument that Stuart is pursuing is based entirely upon supposition. He's suggesting that if publishers sell games cheaper, they will sell more games. That is absolute, complete supposition and assumption.
Well, it's
Where does he get that assumption from?
I get
let me just have my little say. I'd like to know why it is that you in particular and your group are concerned about reducing prices in games and assuming that they're too expensive when the consumers are buying them in the most huge numbers ever, ever recorded. So, you know, one assumes that the consumer is quite happy for the value of much for money they get when they buy a game at £35, not £45. In fact, the biggest selling game at the moment is selling for £35. Mm-hmm. There's a whole range of different price points that people can buy software at. If you go out and buy a new car, you buy it at a new price.
But it has to be said, though,
later on, you can.
It does have to be said, though, that something like a game like this is particularly price sensitive because it's young people and often kids who want them. So there's kind of peer pressure, parent pressure going on here.
Well, I think that's a complete myth. And the fact is that the average age game player now is between 22 and 35. Of course, kids play games. They have always done so. But they've always been at a price point that reflect the value that it offers.
Right,
there's huge value in playing a good game.
Thank you very much indeed for your time to both of you, Roger Bennett and Stuart Campbell. You have a winner, do you?
We do have a winner.